our healthy eating segment, we've talked about a lot of different vegetables that we grow here at Ritter Farms and how healthy they are for you, especially if they're prepared fresh. But today, I want to talk to you about something that most people consider harmful, and that is E. coli. There's an old saying that a little knowledge is a dangerous thing, and I think that's probably true when it comes to certain types of bacteria like E. coli. A lot of people don't know enough information about E. coli to not become a little panicky when they see headlines in the paper that let us know that E. coli has been found in our creeks and streams. Here's some information about E. coli that might be helpful to you. E. coli are a large and diverse group of bacteria. Most strains of E. coli are harmless. E. coli is a natural component of the fecal content of all humans and animals. The presence of E. coli and other kinds of bacteria within the intestines of both humans and animals is necessary for health. E. coli and other bacteria provide a vital role in digestion of food and production and absorption of vitamins. E. coli in the intestines aid in the absorption of large portions of vitamin K and B complex vitamins from the diet. Animals who are born and raised germ-free, that is, without any bacteria present, have many defects and require vitamin supplements just to stay alive. The problem with E. coli is that most people, when they hear E. coli, they automatically assume that it is something that is so harmful that it scares them. The dangerous strain of E. coli is E. coli 0157. Most individuals who become ill with E. coli 0157, they recover on their own within a week. Some may require hospitalization to administer intravenous fluids to prevent dehydration. Antibiotics may be prescribed by a physician to treat severe cases of the illness. Of an estimated 73,000 cases of infection each year in the United States, there are only about 61 deaths reported. That's less than 1%. E. coli can get into your meat during processing. If the infected meat is not cooked to 160 degrees Fahrenheit, the bacteria can survive and infect you when you eat the meat. Now, here is how you can make sure that your food is safe when you eat it, if it has been contaminated. Cook ground beef or hamburger thoroughly. Make certain that the cooked meat is gray or brown color throughout, not pink, and the meat juices run clear. The inside should be hot. And wash your hands thoroughly with soap and water before preparing food, before eating, and before feeding your children. These are just some ways that you can keep your food healthy and make sure that it's safe to eat. And make sure when there's information that comes out about E. coli in our rivers and streams and creeks, make sure you know that most types of E. coli are not harmful, and find out from those who are inspecting our rivers and creeks, make sure that they let you know whether or not the E. coli found in those creeks and streams is the strain that is dangerous, and that is E. coli 0157. Come to Ritter Farms and you can get all the fresh vegetables that you need to prepare for your family. And if you have any questions, just call us at 865-767-2575. We'll do our best to make sure that what you eat is healthy. And always remember, healthy eating starts at the farm.